Over the years, I've often reflected on why it is or why it was that Jesus was such an effective preacher and teacher. And as I've thought about that, I guess I've come up with two conclusions. The first is, he is God. It helps, I guess, to be divine when you are preaching. Second, Jesus always conveyed divine truths by using the ordinary events of people's lives. So in today's gospel, for example, he uses images very familiar to the people of the ancient world, sheep and coins. In other parables, he speaks about wheat and seeds, vineyards, cloth, oxen, and tilling the soil. This morning we continue our two-week series on the theology of stewardship. And in talking about this form of discipleship over the years, I've tried to imitate Jesus in using an image that is very familiar to us today. The image is that of a car that has been loaned to us. It's, I think, my favorite image when talking about stewardship. We don't own the car, and so we are called to care for it responsibly and return it in gratitude in the same or better shape than it was when it was loaned to us. This image, in fact, is very personal to me. When I was a seminarian, my first summer assignment when I was in graduate school was to St. Patrick Parish in Walla Walla. I didn't have a car at the time, and so, for those of you who are old-time Spokane people, you'll know this name. Through the kindness of Paul Jeremko of Jeremko Motors, he loaned me a car for use during those 3 months. Early on in the summer, I had to transport my little dorm refrigerator, and so one of the seminarians was helping me, and as we were putting it in, it kind of got wedged in there a little bit and wasn't going any farther. And so what does this guy do? He just shoves. And as he's shoving this refrigerator, I hear this ripping sound. And after, you know, I examined it, it turns out there was a 5-inch tear in the upholstery in the ceiling. In those days, that was the fashion, I guess, to have upholstered ceilings. And anyway, the thing was torn. And I thought to myself, oh great, what am I going to do now? And so for the next few days, I was kind of wrestling with the moral dilemma of what to do about the damage. And I was beginning to convince myself that I could just return it at the end of the summer without saying anything. After all, it was a used car, things happen, and I didn't have much money. Certainly, Paul Jeremko, who was a nice Catholic man, wouldn't mind. After I had rationalized all that, I happened to mention what had happened and the tear and my decision to my pastor. And he looked at me kind of incredulously and said, you can't do that. You cannot return a car that was loaned to you with that damage. And so I set aside my rationalizations and took the car to a body shop, and it turns out they had to replace the entire roof panel of upholstery. And I don't remember exactly what it cost, but my recollection was a couple hundred dollars, which in the late 80s and early 90s was significant chunk of change. In retrospect, I'm glad I changed my attitude, because what that priest was telling me was, if you give that car back damaged, you are not being a good steward. Paul Jeremko could have rightly asked me, what have you done with what I gave to you? And that is really the fundamental question of good stewardship, where God asks us, what have you done with everything that I have given to you? Had I returned that car with the ripped upholstery, I would not have been considered trustworthy with what I had been given. In the second reading this morning, St. Paul, in writing to his people, says, "Beloved, I am grateful to him who has strengthened me, Christ Jesus our Lord, because he considered me trustworthy." St. Paul had a clear conscience for his stewardship of what God had given to him. But he gave the credit, not to himself, he gave the credit to Jesus Christ, who in turn gave Paul the strength to be a good and trustworthy steward. When I returned that car many years ago, I did so with a clear conscience, not because of me, but because of the advice I had received from my pastor. Last week we examined the theology of stewardship as it applies to our time and our talent. And today and this week we examine stewardship as it applies to our treasure. We talk about stewardship of treasure in terms of the biblical tithe, where we give back to God the first and best portion in sacrifice. This tithe has traditionally been quantified in terms of 10%. We are called to give back to God 10% of what he has given to us. If we are paid $10, one of those dollars goes back to him. And then this is further broken down, as we know, 5% to our parish, 5% to all other charities. And those charities include things like the annual Catholic Appeal, the Poor Fund collection, Catholic Charities, Immaculate Heart Retreat Center, and all those other appeals that we get in the mail asking us to help build homes in Appalachia or help feed starving children in Africa. I know I've shared this before, but when I first sat down many years ago and looked at what my monthly stipend was and figured out what 10% was, I kind of choked a little bit. I thought it was too much to give back. I was afraid. And so I decided to give 2% at the time. And the next year, one more and a little more, and then eventually worked my way up to 10%. And I don't miss it. It hasn't been I haven't noticed it as a burden in my life. An important part of being a good steward is that our response to God is prayerfully planned. So in the bulletin this week, you'll see some guides for how to plan a tithe based on one specific income. I'd ask you to take that home with you and pull out a calculator or tap one up on your phone and do the calculations. If you determine that right now you're giving maybe 2% and find 10% overwhelming, again, take a step in faith. Go from 2% to 3% or 3% to 4% with the goal of getting to 10%. As I was preparing my homily, I thought to myself, it's been a while since I myself have sat down with a calculator to make sure that I'm still on track. And so this week, that's what I will do. I'll sit down with my check stub and a calculator, and just to make sure you don't have a hypocrite standing in the pulpit before you. That's why we have annual renewals, huh? An annual time to reevaluate our commitment and to renew it. That's the value of an annual stewardship renewal. We know that Jesus used sheep and coins to teach people about God's mercy. I myself look to the concept of a loaned car to understand the theology of stewardship. We have been given a gift, and what we have is on loan, and our task is to care for it and return it to God in a responsible fashion. And that cycle applies not just to a car, but to everything that our loving God has given to us. All of our time, talent, and treasure.